I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-minute reset. You know, I've been blessed to give talks at military bases around the world, and I've met some incredible people, especially something that comes to mind, people I've gotten to work with who are in special operations. And I've met this guy recently who graduated from what's considered the most intense special ops school. It's got an incredibly high failure rate. It's to become a special ops paramedic. And I asked, I love digging into what the secret is for someone's success. You know, I said, what helped you get through? And his joy left his face when he was describing what helped him get through. And he said very seriously, "I will not fail." And I thought, ouch, you got to fix that, dude. And I said that because failure-a-phobia, right? That will actually lead to lots of successes in your life. There's no doubt. If you have a terror of failing, you're going to succeed at a lot of things. What you probably won't succeed at is enjoying anything you've succeeded at. And wow, that's a failure.
So many of the most successful people I meet are not necessarily the most, in fact, are usually not the most peaceful, and I use the word happy, people either. And I can relate to this myself. So many of us have wounds or inadequacies when we're young, and we tell ourselves, I am going to overcome that. I am not going to succumb to failure. I will prove myself. And it can drive you to do things that other healthier people wouldn't do. The problem is the world will reward you for that. And so it will not be until you crash and burn that you'll be forced to look at this. And that's why some of the GOAT in almost every industry is somebody you probably don't want to be, the greatest of all time. Because you need to be motivated by doing good, and whatever God says is good enough should be our definition. Well, if you're motivated by fear, there is never good enough because there's always something else to fear.
Oh, Pat, I love how you said the world's literally going to encourage you if that's your motive. Because how many bosses out there would be happy if their employees are terrified of failing them in any way? And then we will lean into that because we'll experience the success of fearing failure. But scripture tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. It doesn't say that fear is your strength. Joy is your strength, and so you got to save yourself from this. If you're experiencing fear around your career or around your successes, do a gut check and just bring that to prayer. Bring it to the Lord. Say, God, liberate me of whatever self-image problem that I'm dealing with behind this fear, whatever that's unearthing, set me free so I can actually enjoy the successes in life.
And share that with others so the people around you know that, because then they will say, well, I always thought you did that because you loved it. If you're in fear right now, please know you don't have to do that. So let's pray. God, help us to know when we're being motivated by fear, and help us to let go of that, give it to you so that we can act in love and peace. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.